Ooh, it's hot out there.
It's hot in here.
It is.
It's like 78 degrees in the studio.
I know.
Feels like summer in the studio. It's all good, though, because we're talking baseball. We're talking summer. We're talking getting ready for stuff. And our guy, Brewers President Rick Schlesinger, is with us. Are you in Arizona, Rick? Or are you here?
No, I'm in balmy, beautiful Milwaukee.
Oh, it's what a day today, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that forecast for tomorrow, but weekend seems okay, and it's fine. You know what? Before you know it, we'll be playing ball, and good news is we have a roof, so we don't care what the outside weather is. It'll be nice and temperate inside.
You're right.
So exciting. Speaking of that, Rick Schlesinger is with us with our Milwaukee Brewers. He's a president of business operations. Are you excited to talk about what's going on with the big screen? I hear it's going to be about 35 yards on each side. Is that right?
Well, it's 12,078 square feet. That's the main display. And we have a second display in right field that's about 2,800 square feet. So if to give you a perspective, the old board in center field was 5,900 square feet. So we're going from 5,900 to, you know, over 14,000 square feet of board. So I'm looking at it right now. They turned it on. It's bright. It's big. It pops. It looks fantastic.
And there's a new board in right field also, right?
Yeah, the 2,800 square foot board in right field. So there's no shortages of spots for people to get stats, videos, fan prompts, you know, just the whole nine yards. So it's really excited, and project's gone great. And you know, there's always that moment of holding your breath while they turn the board on. But you know, I'm looking at it; it's full color. It looks great.
So when we're there, I'm sure we'll notice it right away. But what's going to be different on the board that you couldn't show before?
Well, you know what? The good news is, you know, if you have, you know, 20/05 vision, you'll notice the resolution is the highest resolution in baseball, which means incredible detail. So I don't know that the average fan will notice the difference, but the fact that the board is, you know, more than double the size is, you know, we'll be able to show those highlights. We'll be able to have some fun graphics, more stats. You know, I'm sure the sponsors will be happy because their messages will be, you know, double the size. It's just a way for, you know, the entire fan experience to just be propelled into a much better, you know, more visible experience. And again, you know, there's so much opportunities for us to do things with the board that, you know, we're having training for the next 4 weeks to make sure we fully utilize it and try to have a little fun with it.
It's one of my favorite part of the games, watching that.
And it's going to be beautiful now. Rick Schlesinger is with us. I wanted to ask you about enhanced food and beverage offerings because I love this, and it's one of the things I get excited about when I think about the new season. And the Brewers traditionally have done a fantastic job of rolling out new stuff. So if you go once a year or you're a season ticket holder, you'll enjoy the new offerings. What are you highlighting this year?
Yeah, so we basically took a page out of your neighborhood, and we have a Third Street Market Hall annex. So we're basically taking some of the best food offerings from the very popular Market Hall and bringing them to the Loge level. We've got tacos, barbecue, Asian fusion, Venezuelan food, and that's just the starters. We have space to add more vendors, so we're basically taking, you know, sort of that experience of really specialty cuisine that, you know, is more eclectic. There's certainly going to be beer and brat and sodas and all that stuff, but for fans who want a little bit of a different taste, I urge them to come to the annex on Lowe's level by the craft beers and sample some really great product.
Are you superstitious, Rick, or are you a creature of habit? You're at the ballpark all the time. Do you have the same thing? Do you have a pattern?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of what I eat at the ballpark?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely do. It's almost to the point where my wife says, you know, this is nuts. I always have a hot dog with a little bit of relish and mustard, and I'll have a Diet Coke. I don't drink while I'm here. even though sometimes in some games you might want to,
because you're working.
And then I probably don't eat very much after that because, you know, I'm doing a lot of pacing, walking around. And you know, if you're here often, you know, you can put on some pounds pretty quickly if you eat the ballpark fare all the time. And, so it's definitely a hot dog for me and a Diet Coke.
I always get roasted almonds. That's my favorite thing.
Those are good.
I love your
The smell of the almonds in the concourse is it's definitely tempting. I stay away from that.
I love your long bar.
We've got, you know, are you talking about the craft cocktail bar?
Absolutely. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's really popular. We have a lot of craft beers. I mean, people in Wisconsin, they know their beer. And, you know, they love their Molson Coors products, and those are clearly our number one sellers. But we have, you know, 24 different craft beers at every game, and it changes every week. And we've also obviously brew our own beer here at the Barrel Yard. So no shortages of beer if people want it. But, you know, we also have cocktails. We have a cocktail bar. You can get some wine. And again, if you're me, you can get plenty of Diet Coke and, you know, as much water as you want.
Tickets to all home games, are they on sale now, Rick? Can people buy for individual games?
Absolutely. Single game tickets are on sale. We're selling group tickets, season plans, single games. All tickets are available and for every game.
The one thing I did appreciate throughout everything when we were trying to get funding to the stadium is that you were always trying to keep those tickets low. That was your business model.
Yep.
I think that's a smart business model because it gets you to spend everywhere else.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, from our perspective, there's so many reasons why we need to keep the prices affordable. First of all, with 81 games and 40,000 seats, we have a lot of tickets to sell, and we don't want a family to not come to a game because of price. If they're not baseball fans, I'm going to try to lobby for them to become baseball fans, but I can't, you know, accept somebody saying, I would love to come to the game, I just can't afford it. So we've got great ticket packages. You know, obviously our everyday tickets are very affordable, but we have student games, we have games for seniors. You know, you can get in here for $8 for certain games. It's so, you know, it's very, very affordable to come here. We also have value pricing for concessions. If people pay for parking in advance, that's a savings there. So we're trying to make the game affordable. It's always going to be a family-friendly sport. We want to make sure people can afford to come and not worry about or stress about money when they're here, but enjoy the game.
I'm so ready for baseball here in our great city. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, it's always great to catch up. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.